Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 321321. That's STAY to 321321.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Born on the radio, raised by technology. You're tuned into Tomorrow during our 26th year, covering the latest in cool consumer tech, including products and services and gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. As the announcer dude said, I am Dave Graveline.
I am Chris Graveline.
Are you sure? The announcer dude didn't say that.
No, he didn't.
Oh. But it's nice, though, when callers say, hi, Dave, hi, Chris, hi, Cam, because we're the team for you and answering your questions and helping you out with all sorts of things, along with the Rossmo working with the show and Horatio working with the show and Beth working with the show. We got a team, of course, gathered round to help answer those questions and address your digital dilemmas. And we do it every week. And you win prizes when we hear you on the air. So don't hesitate to participate. Stay tuned. We'll tell you about the current week's prizes available and how you can mention them with no promise or guarantee. But we'll do our best to get one of the items you mentioned to you, if at all possible. That's kind of how that works. In the meantime, we've got some more tech news and commentary and more of your calls standing by. Honda Motor Company is expanding its vision to include robots, air taxis, and a reusable space rocket. So now Honda's in there, too. Bloomberg reports that the automaker is planning test flights for its air taxis in 2023 and is continuing work on its humanoid robot, Osimo, which the company says could be used to explore the moon. I wonder if they've told NASA that.
Yeah, this is not bad for a company that got started by making motorized bicycles.
That's what Honda did initially?
Honda did initially.
No
Honda
way.
Used to work for Toyota. I forgot his first name, but the namesake of Honda worked for Toyota and then left and started his own
company. So Honda is a person?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was another one of those made-up company names.
He left and started this company working in a shack with, like, I think, 12 other people, and they were taking surplus engines from World War II and strapping them to bicycles, and that's how Honda got started.
Very cool. Yeah. Now, see, and you know that because that's why you're the host of This Week in Tech History.
History.
Yeah. And you've got to check out his videos at intotomorrow.com. Yeah.
While we're in that part of the world, at a drone light show in Henan, China, dozens of drones fell from the sky, creating a stunning apocalyptic scene.
Uh-oh.
Shortly after the crowd gathered to watch the light show, the drones began falling, sending viewers scattering to find cover. Apparently, the drones fell due to human error and luckily didn't cause injury or property damage.
Probably just a few haircuts.
Yeah. Initially, the organizers of the light show blamed a rival drone company for the error, claiming that the company created ill-intentioned signal interference to sabotage the light show. However, later, the shopping complex that hosted the light show told local police that it may have just been due to operational errors.
Yeah, more likely. But it's very typical of anybody in China to blame anyone else.
Yeah,
you know, I'm surprised they didn't blame bats that came flying in and interfered with the drones.
They probably did.
Yeah. Carrying a drone virus.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to get too political. But it's true. Come on. The Chinese virus. Tech industry groups, the Computer and Communications Industry Association, and NetChoice are suing Texas over the state's recently passed law that aims to block social media companies from banning users based on political views. The complaint objects to transparency provisions that would, in its words, require companies to document in excruciating detail how they exercise their editorial discretion over potentially billions of pieces of content. How about they just don't do it at all?
Yeah.
And then they don't have to worry about it. It argues that as a whole, the law infringes on web services' right to free expression. In other words, their ability to censor as they see fit.
Yeah.
So no wonder they're against it. I hope they lose. Because, come on, free speech, that's going to be in the long run, I hope, what saves us.
Yeah.
It's going to take probably a couple more years, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. T-Mobile has announced that it's cutting the price of its 5G-powered home internet service by $10, bringing it back to the $50 price that it charged during its pilot program. Now, that $50 a month gets you internet with no data cap, speeds that T-Mobile estimates will be anywhere between 35 and 115 megabits per second.
Decent.
And a router capable of turning 5G and LTE into Wi-Fi, which you'll have to return if you ever cancel the contract-free plan.
But this is all for $50 a month.
$50 a month. Of course, there are still some asterisks. That $50 price is with automatic billing turned on. Leaving that off means you'll pay $55 a month instead. Plus, you're still paying taxes and fees. They're just built into the price. T-Mobile estimates that that accounts for about 3 to 12% of your bill.
But the fact that they include it, which they do in all of their plans, I mean, credit to them. You know, they're saying, you know, we're capping things, and yeah, it includes the tax. So don't worry, we're paying that tax. Well, we're paying it as customers. But really, it's $50. That's all you're having to pay, or $55 if you don't want it automatically deducted.
And of course, this is still something I'm waiting to be available in my area because I'm trying to get away from Comcast.
Exactly.
The company also warns that you'll have to have your, you could have your service slow down in times of heavy congestion, though they claim that that's unlikely.
Wow. Interesting.
So, but I've signed up for both the T-Mobile and the Verizon notification so that if either one, whichever one is first in my area, I'm going to sign up for and I'll test it and I'll report.
Now, do either one require that your cell phone be on their service as well?
I know Verizon, you get a cheaper price if it's on their service.
Okay. But if you're only using them for the internet.
Right. You know, I want to say, and don't quote me because I could be wrong, that it's something like $70 a month if you're not an existing Verizon customer or $50 if you have a Verizon phone.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just my off the top of my head. So if I'm wrong, don't yell at me. Yell at my brain.
Okay. Did you know Mars experienced a 4.2 magnitude quake last month that lasted an hour and a half?
Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, most quakes here are a few seconds, right? Thank God. But that's according to data recorded by NASA's InSight lander. Mission scientists say this quake is one of the longest tremors ever detected on the planet. I wonder if Mars is upset.
Maybe.
That we're poking around and doing stuff. And finally, the little green men are going to come out and go, hey, enough. I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not. Microsoft's Xbox team is partnering with Adidas, or Adidas, as we say here in the U.S.
Yes, but the correct pronunciation, as we've learned every year when we're in Germany for IFA, is Adidas.
Adidas.
Because it's Adi. And DOS, two brothers. Okay.
Right. They've paired up to create limited edition Xbox sneakers.
Oh, God.
The collaboration will see Adidas produce an Xbox sneaker to mark 20 years since the original release of the Xbox console. The sneakers include the Xbox logo and translucent green details. Now, while this appears to be a limited edition sneaker that Microsoft will use for giveaways, there will also be a separate Xbox-inspired sneaker available for purchase later this year. Alongside the Xbox sneakers, Microsoft is also planning to release an Xbox mini fridge this holiday. Mm-hmm. The company has promised to provide more information about its Xbox mini fridge plans at some point this month. So stay tuned.
At some point. We'll have it for you.
So if you want your Xbox mini fridge, then stay tuned.
So you'll watch the press releases, and then we'll report back to our audience.
Yes.
Toyota is seeking a patent for a camera system to track traffic violations committed by nearby cars, storing images on a server.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah. The information could potentially be accessed by law enforcement, of course, which, of course, also means that the info can be used against you as well. So this is interesting.
Well, see,
I haven't had owned a Toyota in many years. I'm certainly not going to own one now.
Well, but see, you're former law enforcement.
Yeah.
I know that there are certain infractions that have to be witnessed in person by an officer to be able to write a ticket.
Yeah.
Does video count?
I would say yes, because look at red light cameras. And while they continue to be challenged, they're oftentimes legit.
Well,
and
I've heard here in Florida that it can't count as, like, I guess, points toward your license because it wasn't witnessed by an officer. All they can do is fine you, but it can't go against your license. So I don't know.
I would be curious about that, because if they're going to do this whole camera system for traffic violations committed by nearby cars and storing all that information, you got to wonder, I mean, certainly it's going to be challenged by defense attorneys regardless, and whether or not courts will allow it, because that it's going to also be argued that it's new tech and we have to adapt to this new tech, and I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's certainly something that we will stay on top of to see what happens. Yeah.
Speaking of cars, the pandemic upended supply chains in nearly every industry, and the auto industry is one of the worst affected. While automakers hoped to recover millions of lost sales incurred during the lockdowns of 2020, the ongoing semiconductor chip shortage is making that impossible. And now, hopes of rectifying the silicon drought anytime soon looks highly unlikely for car makers. Automotive News reported this past Wednesday on a new forecast from IHS Market, which predicts that the auto industry will not enter a recovery phase until the first half of 2023.
Oh.
That could mean a whole additional year of inventory shortages and higher prices, though the forecast also foresees stabilization of chip shortages happening in the second half of 2022.
Even that's too long. My gosh, it's another almost year.
I mean, I was thinking that the other day, driving down the street here, not too far from here, there's a corner, big intersection that has like six car dealers on it.
Yeah.
And I looked, and just about every lot is empty.
Whoa.
And it's just, and it's all basically because of this. It's a combination. It's the shortage and the fact that we're at the end of the model year, so they haven't gotten new vehicles in yet. But it's just, it's weird because you look at some of these car dealers and you think they've gone out of business.
Oh, I know.
Because they have no cars in their lot.
And it's also weird, I've talked about this on the air, admitted that I have never in my life paid sticker price for any car. And I bought several new cars because I'm 100 years old. I bought a lot of them over the years. Not quite 100. But the fact is that I had to pay sticker for the new car that I really wanted because of all of its tech about a month and a half ago, and I had the dealer telling me, well, because we promised it to you and we can't discount it, but we have others willing to pay much more than sticker. So tell us now if you don't want it. We'll sell it for more money. I went, no, I want it.
Well, because when you get the only car in the region, then you're going to pay sticker.
It was the only vehicle in the entire Southeast U.S., I was told originally, the only one in Florida, but no, beyond that, it was the only one in the Southeast U.S. that had the exact combination of everything I wanted, the color and everything, and all the tech. And I'm loving it, but paid way too much for it. Mm-hmm. So, like anything else with tech, early adopters, because this was the all new Acura MDX for 2022. And I remember your son Cameron, my grandson, saying, wow, you have a 2022 and it's still only 2021? Well, that happens around this time of year.
Because, you know, Acura saw a sucker on your forehead, which is why they contacted you about sending you that loaner for a week so you could do a report on, because they knew, we send this guy a car for a week, he's going to buy one.
And they were right, because they saw sucker and on the back of my head, gullible, and on the back of my neck, kick me, and et cetera. Yeah. But again, I'm aside from the fact that it cost me way too much money, $66,000, thank you very much, and it wasn't chump change, right? I didn't have that under my mattress. The fact is that I very much like the vehicle, so I don't have buyer's remorse for that. I only have that I had to spend so much money on it because of the chip shortage.
And it saves me gas money because now you drive everywhere.
You know, about that, I thought, well, the car's brand new and it's already a month and a half old. I think I have 420 miles on it already. Because you have me going to everywhere, including all of Cameron's football games and carrying all the gear, and that's just not fair.
You have the hotspot and the 16 speakers.
I mean, Cameron's really upset if it's like, should we take Papa's car or mine? No, yours. Yeah, okay. He's very excited when he gets onto my hotspot that's built in.
Well, I found myself apologizing to him the other day because we were playing a song in my car and it didn't sound as good as it does in your car because, I don't have 16 speakers. I think I only have 8.
And I have a very powerful subwoofer as well.
Yeah, I don't have a subwoofer.
Yeah, your country music, sounds tinny.
Well, because I have those crappy Ford factory speakers because I was too cheap to upgrade to the Bose package.
And what's the stuff that's in the MDX? We did it as part of our report from a very famous...
I thought that was Bose, too.
No. Music composer.
Oh, I don't remember now.
Gosh, it even pops up every time you turn the car on the 10.5-inch display. Yeah, whatever. Look at the video. Search for 2022
Somebody's
MDX.
He's so famous we can't remember his name.
Yeah, exactly. But that's where all that came from. And of course, we've talked for a long time, all of our years, about some of the best sounds for your favorite tunes are in your car, or should be. because it's a very closed environment. And of course, this also has, you know, auto canceling, noise canceling, and all that. It's got microphones in the ceiling that, you know, put out, collect frequencies from other sounds that we can't hear as humans, but whatever, I don't know.
Which, as we learned when we were talking to Les Tax from our local 12-volt guy the other day,
Cartronics.
Causes a lot of problems these days with all these aftermarket things, because you put amplifiers and subwoofers in these new cars, and because of the noise cancellation, because these things are picking up on frequencies that you won't hear, but when you put a subwoofer in this car, you get these like rumbles that are just because of the noise cancellation microphones.
All of a sudden, your car is literally hopping down the street instead of driving. Pretty strange, but, well, what can you do?
Uber is rolling out several new features designed to improve the most dreaded imaginable trip, the airport trip.
Oh, geez.
In select cities, customers can book a ride to the airport up to 30 days in advance and even send their flight information to their driver so they can track its progress in real time. The company is deploying machine learning to improve curbside pickups as well. When booking a ride in advance, riders will be asked to provide their flight information, and within 24 hours of a flight's landing, they'll receive notifications of any delays or potential early arrivals. Uber's algorithm will respond to any time changes, adjusting the reservation pickup time automatically and informing the driver. Instagram head Adam Mosseri, I don't know how you say his name.
We'll go with Adam.
Yeah. Recently said that Instagram is, quote, no longer a photo sharing app.
No. It's an antisocial app, but no longer photo sharing.
That the company was prioritizing a shift into video amid significant competition from TikTok and YouTube. Now Instagram is taking another step toward its goal of making video a more central part of Instagram, with news that it will now combine IGTV's long-form video and Instagram feed videos into a new format called simply Instagram Video.
Oh, jeez.
These videos...
Very clever. Of course, they're owned by Facebook, so yeah, they're clever.
Yeah. These videos, both longer and shorter, will be found on users' profiles in a new video tab. Now, none of these changes will impact what Instagram is already doing with Reels, though. The company's short-form video platform and TikTok rival will continue to remain separate.
Yeah. And now, Fakebook has Reels.
Yeah.
Because, again, they can use the name Reels because they already own Instagram, which uses Reels and has for a long time. So now Reels on Fakebook, which is interesting because I only posted a couple just for grins. I've gotten more reaction from that because more followers on Fakebook than anywhere else. And if you want to follow me, please do. And if you mention the show, I'll follow you back. But everything on all kinds of anti-social media, from LinkedIn to Twitter to Fakebook to Instagram to whatever, is all the same. At Dave Graveline, one word. And I'll follow you back if you mention the show.
And you can find it, links to the show's Twitter feed and many more on our site at intotomorrow.com.